It's time for our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
Sorry, Denise, it is programmed to say Jamie Lee Ross.
I can handle it.
And you can handle it. Good. I'm glad. So we do have Denise Lee joining us in the studio live from Parliament right now. Is that correct?
It is, and I'm not Jamie Lee Ross, but he's a good guy.
Well, you heard it here first.
Well, he also told me to say that.
Yeah, so. I bet he did. So you've been rushed into Parliament because the urgency of debating the families package, is that correct?
Yeah, so it's the half-yearly fiscal update.
Right.
And we debated that, and then we've also gone on to debate the tax package that the government has put out. So urgency means that we're here longer and longer and longer than what we would normally be, but it's the right thing to do because there's some very, very meaty proposals there that affect literally people's wallets and their everyday lives, students, families, everyone, elderly. So it's right that we stay around and we scrutinise this because, Kelly, unfortunately it didn't go through the normal select committee process.
Right.
So we're having to do a sort of a select committee process in the debating chamber. Normally it would be in a committee and members of the public can come and have their say, scrutinise it, read through it, digest it.
Is this the families package you're talking about?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, pretty much any legislation, unless it's under urgency, it goes through a select committee process, but not this one.
Why do you think that has happened?
It's rather strange, I've got to say, because for the last 2 weeks, we've been pitting around with, I'll just call it procedural legislation, which was actually all ours. It was all National Party legislation from the last term.
Right.
So for the last couple of weeks, we've been pitting around doing that, waiting for something to come to light. And now all of a sudden we're in urgency. So a little bit cynical about the timing of this. You know, why so close to Christmas? We could have done this weeks ago, especially if the government was organised. So, look, I don't know how to answer that, Kelly. We're here getting across some very big issues.
Right.
And it's a bit of a puzzle.
You're saying, obviously, you know, this is affecting people's lives and it needs to be scrutinised and debated and talked through. What parts of the families package is National not agreeing with?
Oh, there's a few things, which is why we're going to be here a very long time. Look, Stephen Joyce described it as a spaghetti of entitlements. There's a lot of... they're complicating the tax system. So what everyone was entitled to get up until, well, actually we haven't voted yet because we're still in the middle of it, but as we speak, what the average median wage worker was entitled to get was $1,060 tax back or tax cut from April the 1st. So that's been repealed. That's gone immediately. And we've got other elements that are hard to understand and actually quite, as I said, complicating the tax system. It could have been a lot more simpler, where people, students, get to decide what they do with their own money.
The tax cuts being that Labor decided not to do after being in government, though, was that not because they believed it favoured the rich and they're trying to spread it out across the lower income families more with this families package?
Well, you'd think, but there's some elements in this tax package that are universal. It's a bit debatable, that term, but they're going across the board to everyone. One is the Best Start tax credit. That's going across to everyone. Winter energy payments. So some of it is not actually targeted like it could and should be.
So that Best Start one was for families with children, is that correct?
Yeah, some people are calling it the baby bonus.
Right, and that was that was recommended by the Children's Commissioner? Andrew Beecroft, I believe, said that the universal payment should be fair for the first year and then Labor will target low-income families in the second and the third year?
Yeah, one of the issues with that, though, is that there's a real question mark around working mums getting that particular baby bonus. And if they apply for paid parental leave, they don't get the baby bonus. So right. there's hooks in there. I call it the T&Cs, the terms and conditions.
Right.
There's a lot of terms and conditions in what's being presented here, which is why we're trying to uncover this. We've only just seen it. The public sure haven't seen it. And it's very, it's right that we try and see what all the T&Cs are.
Right on. Okay. And I guess you will continue to debate that and we will find out more about that as this all unfolds and maybe even more next week. A little bit about the year in review. I just thought we would sort of talk about, it's been quite an interesting year for National.
Yeah, it sure has.
Yeah.
I mean, for a start off, we're feeling that it is very much the end of the year and looking forward to a break, as I know everyone who's listening feels the same way, because we've worked hard.
Yeah.
We've worked really hard, Kelly. So, you know, it's been a really vigorous, awesome campaign, and we got an awesome, vigorous result. So did you hear Colmar Brunton poll at the beginning of this week has us up on our election results. We've got 44.5% in the election.
Wow.
Now we're at 46.
Wow.
So that's extraordinary. 7 weeks after the election, the opposition is going up. And we've got 10 more MPs than what Labor did. So look, we're proud of this year. We're really proud of how everyone's performed. Bill English has led the charge in an amazing way. We got to know him more on the campaign trail, got to know his family more on the campaign trail. So it's been a good year in review. Of course, we're not where we wanted to be. Winston rolled the wrong way, but here we are, and we're having a lot of fun. We're energised, but, man, we need that break.
Yeah, fair enough. And when you come back next year, what's the plan? What's National's big plan? Surely there's some sort of secret plan.
Oh, there's always a plan.
I think there is.
Well, I mean, part of what we do, it's not part, all of what we do is argue based on the plan that the country was on, the track that the country was on. So we were going really, really well. It's why we got the result that we did in the election. People were across what we were saying in terms of the economy's and going in the right direction, that the fiscal books look good, that we were able to lift 50,000 kids out of poverty and do it all again. That means 100,000 kids out of poverty by 2021, which, by the way, Labor's figures add up to 88,000. Ours was 100. So in the same time frame, we'd be doing more for kids in poverty. So look, we will hit the ground running. We've got a retreat as a caucus early in the new year, so we'll have lots of plans in there. We're a good team and a tight team.
Beautiful. Well, it's been an awesome year talking to you guys, and I assume next year we will keep talking continue to get to know the opposition and what you're doing. And I think it's very interesting to see you in an opposition position now. And just see kind of what side you're coming from. It's definitely a different way of viewing National. So,
yeah, thanks, Kelly. We without sounding too sure of ourselves, we actually know what we're doing, because we've got some very experienced MPs who have been in opposition before, and we're very much enjoying the chance to hold the government to account, and we will not let up.
I believe that. Merry Christmas to you, Denise, and
Merry
Christmas to Jamie Lee as well.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks.
That was the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross. The Wire.